Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's spend a few minutes with Scott Wong, who is the senior reporter for The Hill newspaper. And Scott, I'm glad to have you here today. Yesterday, why are Democrats digging up John Dean to testify? It seems to me like if you were looking for someone who would show up in a congressional hearing with a lot of baggage, the obvious baggage, plus the, 700 tweets that have been negative about Donald Trump. John Dean is the perfect guy for Republicans to call you out and say that you're not being an honest broker, right? I mean, how was this received?
It does smell a little bit of desperation on the part of Democrats, I think, because John Dean obviously is known as the star witness of the Watergate investigation of the 1970s, and Republicans were quick to point that out and try to mock John Dean in the Democratic hearing as much as possible. I mean, Doug Collins said that the 70s are calling and they want their star witness back. Matt Gaetz, a Florida Republican, said as he was speaking to John Dean, he was speaking to the ghost of Christmas past. Oh, and boy. So it really did underscore, I think, the challenge and inability for Democrats to bring forth the witness they really want in front of them, which is Robert Mueller.
Yeah. And what are the possibilities that Robert Mueller ever shows up?
Well, there's still what Jerry Nadler and the Democrats are telling us is that they are still negotiating, as they have been for now 7 weeks. We're 7 weeks since the Mueller report first was rolled out to the public and to members of Congress on Capitol Hill. Seems like a long time ago, and seems like we've been waiting a long time. Robert Mueller, as you know, is very reluctant to become a political pawn in this huge political fight in Washington. He wants to ride off into the sunset with his name intact and his reputation intact. And so I think that's we're sort of at the same impasse. And there has been no indication this week, at least, that they are moving any closer to getting Robert Mueller before the committee, although Jerry Nadler has previously stated that he will appear one way or the other, meaning by subpoena.
But Mueller could basically blow that off, couldn't he? I mean, as a former employee of the Department of Justice, are they able to say, is the Attorney General able to say, you're not going to testify? Or is he?
No. Now that Mueller is a private citizen and has left DOJ, he would not have the ability to simply blow it off. The courts probably could compel him to show up, but nobody can force Robert Mueller to say anything. And what he has said at his previous press conference is that he would simply stick to the four corners of what is in the Mueller report, even if it came to simply reading passages from the Mueller report. And Democrats want Robert Mueller to go much further and to explain some of his rationale about why he believed he could not charge the president, why he did not make a specific determination about whether the president had committed obstruction of justice. Robert Mueller really left that call up right to Attorney General Bill Barr.
You've been watching these things for a while, as I have. Objectively, doesn't it feel like maybe this has petered out on the Democrats? I mean, they're really getting Robert Mueller to show up and say something extemporaneously, which would reignite a flare, is about the only hope, I think, that they've got to get the kindling going on this fire again. Or would you argue with me about that?
Well, I think Pelosi has done a good job of trying to tamp down as much as possible this impeachment talk because she realizes the political consequences. She argues it would tear the country apart. And secondly, it would put Democrats in a really, really tough political position as they try to defend some of these swing districts, actually out in your neck of the woods, like Abigail Spanberger, who held Dave Bratzold's seat. She clearly does not want to go down the road of impeachment because it could mean the end of her political career because of the backlash. And so clearly Pelosi has all of these things in mind as she is trying to really tamp down talk of impeachment. And so that's sort of the state of play right now.
And real fast, Scott, what is the status of the reverse investigation, the investigation into President Obama, his Justice Department, and the steps that they took legally or maybe illegally to instigate the spying on Donald Trump and his campaign?
Right. I mean, this is what we're hearing from Republicans every time Democrats talk about impeachment and obstruction of justice. Republicans are doing their best to try to turn the tables on Democrats and say that the way that we got here in the first place was nefarious and perhaps illegal. And so Bill Barr the attorney general is taking a look at that. He has assigned some of his folks to take a look at that. You know, whether or not this is a super aggressive investigation remains to be seen because they don't really talk about these things. But we do know that there are people looking at this, and Republicans in Congress certainly are trying to fan the flames of that investigation.
Boy, timing is everything, too. So I'm watching the clock, wondering when someone drops a bomb that actually shakes up the political spectrum. We will talk about it some more. Scott Wong, our senior reporter at The Hill newspaper in D.C. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.